Looks like goddamn Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
The hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Right. One more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'm gonna take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
All right, it's season 2, episode 46.
All right.
Still here.
Let's warm up the tires. We are still here.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the off season now. You might think things are dying down, but they're not.
They never do.
They never do.
Nope.
All fast, all the time with Fast Cars, Girls.
What is it? Fast and funny 52 weeks out of the year.
You got it.
Ta-da. I remember the taglines.
Yeah. All right, well, warm up the tires. We got a little bit of news for you.
Just a scotch.
Just a scotch. Our main topic is that we're just going to kind of ruminate on big storylines and throw in some hot takes.
Or as I've also called it, cranky fan time.
Cranky fan time. I think that's all fan time on the internet, isn't it?
I think it's all male fan time on the internet. Oh.
Yeah. All right. We've got shit we didn't make up.
Yes. The Juan Manuel Fangio kidnapping.
Yes. I'm so. And then our one of the week.
Yes.
Katarina Moeller.
Yes. Ms. Katarina Moeller. So probably we're ending on a downer on that one, but that's okay. You know what? It's the reality of the sport. So. All right. Let's jump into news. This one, I immediately thought of you when they announced it. The IndyCar, IMS, Indy 500, they have a new fuel. It is no longer Sunoco. It is now Speedway, which is part of the Marathon Petrol kind of family.
Conglomerate.
Yes. The convenience stores of Speedway are now.
Yeah. The convenience stores of Speedway.
So what are your thoughts on that one?
Well, I'm excited because being from Speedway, anytime I was somewhere outside of Indiana or even just in other further parts of Indiana and I would say where I was from, nobody had ever heard of Speedway because it's the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And so people didn't believe that we were our own town and it was a whole thing. And so when I'd say I'm from Speedway, I have had so many people say to me, like the gas station, yes, I live in a fucking gas station. Yes.
Exactly.
Is that what you're looking for? Clever any of the times I got asked it. So it's almost it's kind of beautiful for me now that the gas station is sponsoring it. So like the gas station, nope, that's our sponsor fuel.
But it's our fuel sponsor though.
So now I can have something to come back with other than just like, yeah, I live in a goddamn gas station. Seriously.
That's exactly
yes.
It. Yes.
Yes, graduated from Speedway Gas Station High School.
Sorry. We're the fuel pumps.
Right. But yeah, no. And of course, I love the name Speedway and that's now the official fuel. So yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm a little sad because my favorite gas station in town is actually a Sunoco.
Which I do want to point out to like everybody on the internet, there are Sunocos in Indiana.
There are Sunocos in Indiana. There's one at 10th and Greenlawn.
Yeah. And everybody's like, I've never seen a Sunoco. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you because there is one.
Yeah. No, there are multiple Sunocos.
Yeah.
So. They're not usually huge ones here. They're usually smaller ones, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Let's see. So that, and then, of course, the W Series, which I guess that's the name. They released the initial list of 55. So I guess over 100 people applied, and they whittled that list down to 55 names.
Okay.
And then there will be, and we'll talk about this a bit more in the cranky fan time, because I know we got opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a 3-day process, which involves both on and off track events to narrow it down to the final 18.
Which we do not know what that 3-day process entails.
No, the story said it would be about 2 months after they put this list out, so February-ish? Kind of?
Well, we know somebody on that list that's
going to be on there.
gonna be in an internship.
Yeah.
In England, so.
I know.
Interesting. All right. Next up on news, Zachary Clamondemello is testing with Velarde's Indy Lights team.
Yeah, that was interesting to read.
That is interesting. So that'd be the second person to step back to lights.
Yeah. Winter. Sorry, the cat is up my butt. Sorry. All right, scooch.
No, fine. My cat just cooed as well.
We are the podcast for cat ladies, too.
God, yeah. We need about 7 more cats apiece.
Nope, that's not happening in my house.
No.
So, I don't know. I think it speaks again to that bigger problem of we just don't have enough seats for everybody.
We don't. We don't have enough seats. No, we need more seats. We need more sponsors.
Oh, you said it was, for the people who don't know, who was the other person who stepped down to lights?
Who was it? Shoot. We texted about it in our text with Juliana.
I don't remember that text.
Crap. I don't remember who it was.
All right. I don't either. I was like, darn it. Because somebody's going to ask us. And I was like, oh, she must know. Never mind. We'll ignore.
Yeah. No, I don't remember who it was. You know what? Maybe it was just ZCD. Maybe he's the only one. You know what? It is, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, nope. He's not the second one. This is just the second time we talked about it. Yep. Nope. It is just him. Sorry. My brain.
That's okay.
Nope. He's the only one. That's right. Because I said, because we talked about how that might be kind of a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
And then I thought, but I did not text this in the text. But then I thought of all of the drivers to go back to Indy Lights. I feel like ZCD has the best attitude for it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we asked him, you know, what's something that most people don't know about you, he literally couldn't think of anything because he said that he is just like an open book. Like, he has no screen door. He's an open book. Like, what you see is what you get. And so I feel that he's very real and very realistic,
yeah.
and kind of goes into things with an open mind, just from our interactions with them and how I've, you know, seen him on track and off track. I feel like of anybody to go back to Indy Lights and not have a chip on their shoulder or not be, you know, butthurt about it, I think the best.
Yeah, no, I think so. And you know what? Sometimes if he gets back and gets that experience in Indy Lights and does much better, that will hopefully, increase his ability to have a seat next year.
Yeah. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's still more time in a race car.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be, you might not be in your dream position, but it's still more time in a race car. And I think that's what actually, I mean, the W series boils down to as well.
Yeah,
when we discuss that a little bit more.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, still time in a race car. So it gets you out there. It gets you seen. It gets you experience. You know, you're always going to gain thing from experience.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you're in a car, so we'll see.
Yeah. The 25 Hours of Thunderhill.
Yes, this was the one with the 2 all-female cars. So the MX5 car was 5th in their class, and the E30 was 2nd in their class. So not bad.
Well done, ladies.
It was interesting, and I think we'll touch on this here in a minute. That in a tweet recapping it, kind of, it was indicated that Shay Holbrook actually had to leave the race before it was over.
Oh, wow.
She had to leave to go be an ambassador for the W Series in London.
Oh, wow.
So, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Like,
you would think the W Series would be a little more understanding to you being in a different race.
You would think that. But I think that's part of one of the issues with the series is that if you are currently in a series or series of series,
yeah,
it's going to take you out of those. So I don't know. It's
which yeah. that we touched on that the last time we talked about it, which is scheduling. When in the hell are you going to schedule these races?
Yeah, it's with DTM. So
yeah.
So the Thunderhill happened, and finally in the Chili Bowl race coming up, Connor is going to be driving a midget again, or racing a midget.
He's going to be. Well, that's all.
Should we tell your sister he's going to be in some more midget races?
We should. So they're all midgets? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The cars, Beth, not the people.
But the cars are midgets. The people are not midgets.
The cars are midgets.
Oh, God. I'm just imagining the uproar. There's just midget races at the IMS, and by midget, I'm using the incorrect term for
little people.
Little people, yes. I couldn't even think of the correct term.
I mean,
sorry, my neighbors are home.
I will go to any kind of midget race at the IMS. Car, people, does not matter.
Yeah, I mean, if people are just running around, I'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting for him. I think he really enjoys it. And the Chili Bowl is a really fun race. Like, it's a really big event, so that's good for him.
Yeah, that is really good for him. I'm excited for him.
Yeah. All right, well.
Loves him in a car.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Open Wheel talked about that Jonathan Bird Racing is looking to put Davison back in their car for the 500, so we'll see.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not finalized yet, but that's what they're leaning towards.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they must have a good partnership with them.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe he will finish this year.
I was waiting to see your snarky comment for that one.
I mean, I have so many snarky comments, but we're recording. So I think that's about the only one I can say on air.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So, that's unfortunate.
It is. Well, you know, maybe.
But Connor last time was a partnership with Dale Coyne Racing, and that's who he's kind of partnered with for a few times, so.
It's true.
We'll see how that goes. Let's see. Oh, Michael Schenck Racing still has not put out the news that they said they would put out the week of the 26th.
Dude, liar, liars, pants on fire.
Which makes me think that something fell through.
I mean, that's got to be it, is that, like, they thought they would have things buttoned up, and they're not.
And you don't... Again, this is why I say you don't announce anything until you've got ink on pages.
Yeah. I mean, I get like the, you know, hey, we're expecting to have it done by, you know, the initial, like, we should have something soon. Like that. But obviously negotiations are not going well.
Something happened, which is weird because I think everybody's in agreement. It's just going to be an extended race calendar for Jack unless they're going to announce the second seat for the 500 at the same time.
And maybe that's what they're doing.
And maybe that's it. I mean, this is just wild ass speculation, but maybe that's it, because that would be, I think, what would really be holding them back, because Harvey's under contract. I think sponsorships won't change that much for him.
Although I almost wonder, are they going to try and make a run for a full season? And they thought they'd have an answer. And the reason they're holding back is because, like, they are just trying to nail down a couple more sponsors, and they might even have a bigger announcement.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that could be the other thought.
Is that maybe it was going to be the initial, and then they got a few more sponsors, and they're like, well, wait, let's not announce anything because we might have a huge announcement.
Yeah, it might be like a full season. That's, I mean, I'm here for that announcement.
I would love that.
Yeah, definitely.
Harvey full time.
Oh, God, yeah.
Plus, he's just so much fun. Mm-hmm. He is so fun.
I have questions about his gym training regimen. Like, why do they throw the tennis balls and he chase after it like a dog? I have many questions.
I mean, he went after that thing like a border collie.
Uh-huh. And if that's the only qualification, Grendel's getting a race car.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's really good at that.
She is. Thea, not so much.
No.
No.
Thea does not care for your balls.
Mm-mm.
All right, well, let's move on into our cranky fan time.
I'm here for cranky fan time. All right, we'll leave the biggest one, I think, for the end, or the bigger two for the end. So there was the ride swap with Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, do I have that right? Yes, because he wasn't sponsored by Jimmy Johnson. It always makes me upset. Yes. Jimmy Johnson and Fernando Alonso at Bahrain, and there was, like, limited social media coverage of the driving itself. So first of all, that really sucks.
Yep.
Like, don't, like, hype us all up and then be like, here's 3 seconds, we're taping it, and the rest of it will be released on, like, some sort of weird platform. Like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
But then afterward, Jimmy Johnson indicated, so after he drove a Formula One car, he wants to do some IndyCar road courses.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. I mean, I'm glad that you want to do IndyCar and not Formula One, but it just seems weird.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting that he wants to do road courses, that he's more interested in that than ovals.
He thinks the oval, I mean, the ovals in IndyCar are just way more dangerous than the ovals in NASCAR are.
Fact.
That's what a lot of NASCAR drivers have said, that the ovals scare them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. Yeah. I mean, that's why we say our drivers are the most badass. I mean, they go the fastest.
Yes.
With the exception of your top fuel dragsters, obviously.
Right. Which is...
Yeah. Yeah, that's on an entirely different level. But interesting.
Yeah.
I'd be down to have him do some road courses and mix it up. You know me. I'm all about anything that gets people talking about IndyCar and gets more interest in it. I'm game for.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him coming over and giving it a try. I don't have a problem with Smoke coming over and trying the 500.
No. In fact, I would enjoy actually... I would enjoy more NASCAR drivers doing that and almost like staggering it. Like, not a bunch at a time, but kind of staggering it so that hopefully we can have some crossover fans.
Yeah, I think it's fun. And I think the 500 is one of those races where you probably could do that.
Yeah, definitely. The 500 is definitely a race you could do that. As far as like the road courses, I mean, honestly, the IndyCar Grand Prix.
Yeah. And that's not like, I don't know if that's like the crown jewel of road courses for us, though.
I mean, no, it's not the crown jewel. Mm-hmm. No, but I'm just saying, like, that would be an easy one for NASCAR people to cross over because, like, they're familiar with Indianapolis, you know, like they,
yeah,
you know, just as a city and in general. Road America,
yeah,
I mean, obviously up in the top for, like, you know, our top road courses. Mm-hmm. I would say that's easily in the top three.
And I think that would be an easy one to kind of get behind a wheel and try.
Mm-hmm.
Because the keyhole at Mid-Ohio, I don't know, that seems kind of tight.
It is pretty tight. Although, Road America, I mean, that's a long-ass course.
That is a long-ass course. That is the drawback of that one.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's challenging. Like, that's why it's good, is because it's challenging.
True.
But yeah, I mean, I'd be about it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. Come on over.
Let's do this. Come on, Jimmy. You can bring your coupons.
I don't like to party anywhere. You can't just hand somebody your money and they give you back a beer.
Oh, God.
You heard me. Best Indianapolis.
I don't know.
Damn coupons. Various thing. Well, McLaren is still thinking about a full-time ride.
I mean, I really...
I'm not surprised. It's not like they don't have the money for it.
Right. I don't think it's... Again, we know it's
like... They fucking want F1. Like, we're expensive, but we're not F1 expensive. Right?
Like, whoa, we're not that pricey.
No.
I mean, I'm here for it. I wish they would do it.
I would love it.
And I think they just keep teasing us. It's not going to be this season, but... I think we all have said or called it's going to be 2020, so.
No, it's definitely going to be 2020.
Yeah, they gotta.
They're just toying with our emotions now. They're just taking a page out of Alonzo's book and just fucking with us, yeah. Stringing us along as long as they can.
I'm not surprised. I'm sure Alonzo might be their driver. I don't know. He's just driving whatever. He's, like, retired, but he's just driving whatever he wants now.
Alonzo is, like... Alonzo's like your dad the day that he decides he's going to retire.
Yes.
Not even the day that he retires, but the day that he picks the retirement date is the last day he gives a fuck.
And after, like, that, no more.
There are no fucks left. Like, he's not actually retired, but he's not exactly working either. Like, that's where Alonzo is right now.
Yeah.
And it, like, there are just no fucks to be given because he's like, is it fun? Then I'll do it.
Right? Is it not?
If not, then I'll leave.
No, thank you.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to drive the Indy 500 so I go in the Triple Crown. I'm going to do the 24 Hours of Daytona. That seems like fun. Like, this is what I'm doing.
He's just fucking around. That's all he's doing. He's already in retirement mode.
Yep.
Yeah. He's just fucking around. I'm here for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm happy about it. Like, live your life. I mean,
I'm into it.
Maybe do a couple of road courses on IndyCar too, buddy.
Right. I'd love to see more of you in the paddock.
Yes. I think we all know that.
I think so.
Let's skip and do title sponsor. So, and then we'll go back. We still don't have a title sponsor.
We do not have a title sponsor. Although it'll be interesting. I wonder how soon that Sunoco sign in the infield is going to be gone.
Speedway
sign, which I can't wait to take pictures of this May, by the way.
Oh yeah.
But who knows who the title sponsor is going to be.
And nobody is talking about it. We're all just kind of like,
Yeah, I mean, the Road to Indy still doesn't have a sponsor either.
Yeah, this is, I don't know if they're going to get a sponsor or not, because it's presented by Cooper Tires, and they've already, put all the plan together for next year, so I kind of feel like it's, I don't know, it's weird.
Interesting.
But, yeah, no title sponsor. I'm wondering if they're going to announce it at PRI.
Ooh. That's definitely possible.
Because after that, you basically are announcing something in the midst of the holiday season. Like, nobody likes that, because nobody wants to do a lot of work during the holiday season.
No. And it's just, yeah, no.
Yeah. So maybe that's it.
It's possible. Or it's possible that we got a press release today during the 12 hours that our email was getting. Wouldn't that be just ridiculous?
I feel like that would have been leaked somehow on social media.
Yeah, we definitely would have seen it somewhere.
Yeah. I checked the Twitter right after I got out of work, and I didn't see anything, because I was like, oh, let me check Michael Schenck Racing. Just kidding. They're just retweeting about buying shirts. I don't want a shirt. I want to know what your news is, and I'm really mad.
Right. Quit twanging my emotions, Michael.
I don't know who it could be. For a while, I thought if Amazon picked their headquarters here in Indy, that's not a bad idea, but I don't think that's going to be it.
I mean, I would love for Amazon to pick their headquarters somewhere else.
No, they didn't pick it. They didn't pick Indy.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm like, just because we don't have the ability to overhaul our infrastructure.
No, it would screw up our housing so bad. No, I was thinking
it would screw up everything, but regardless of where they pick, I would love for them to sponsor the series. I mean, come on.
Right. Come on, Jeff. Just, throw some cheddar this way.
Or what about just this podcast? I mean, maybe let's start small, Amazon.
We can help you here.
Yeah. We are loyal customers.
Oh, my God. I just ordered shit today that I need for this weekend.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I have so many things on my wish list right now.
It's insane.
Yeah. So, Amazon Prime, you are bae.
Yeah, let's be real. Who the real bae is? Amazon Prime. Two-day free shipping? Yes.
Yes, you are bae.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Again, maybe over PRI they'll announce it. I mean, that seems like a good place to announce it, I guess.
It does seem like a good place to announce it. Well, I know that they were working on, there was possibly going to be two sponsors.
Yeah, there's the main one, and then there's going to be the app sponsor.
Yes, which is where you can, all of the cool things that you were able to do if you had a Verizon phone.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of years when Verizon was a sponsor, it'd be somebody who would sponsor the app, so you'd have the app, and then you could do all these cool things. I'm sure for some sort of a fee.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe that the app will be free.
No. I'm sure there's a free version, but, you can upgrade and pay X amount to then hear, in-car communication or whatever.
Well, that's what it, if you are non-Verizon, you can hear some things, but if you're a Verizon customer, you could choose cars or do the scan feature and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure it'll be the same where it's the free version will be what everybody else could hear if you didn't have Verizon, and then the pay, it'll be whatever. Well, it'll just be better, which, I mean, obviously I'll pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Abby. I mean, we're not going to make it to all of the races, so.
Yeah.
We're going to come damn close, but not all of them.
Right. I mean, we can't go to Cali twice.
No. Not somebody wants to sponsor us.
Right. Until somebody wants to show some cheddar over here.
Right. Come on. We'll take it.
I mean, it's fine. I will shout your name out from the rooftops. I will wear a t-shirt with your name on it.
We absolutely will. And we will shill your product just shamelessly on the show. We absolutely will. Yeah. And in fact, if you're listening right now and you have a lot of money, you can contact us at our website.
Well, I mean,
well, our website's a little shady right now. But this week we're working on it. It's getting a facelift. So, but yeah, but it is www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. Mm-hmm. You can find us on social media. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls. We're on Instagram at Fast Cars Fast Girls, and we're on Twitter at Fast Cars in 317. So there's lots of ways that you can get a hold of us, lots of ways that you can find us to check out what we're doing and see funny pictures and memes and gifts that we post to keep you all entertained throughout the workday. Yeah. So and most of it has to do with cars and racing, but some of it is completely unrelated, and it's just funny.
Sometimes we like to just throw some random shit in there because, well, that's life.
That's life, and that's how our brains work.
Yeah. And while you're doing that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast that you're listening to right now.
Yes. Share with your friends. Share with your family. Share with your enemies. Share with your frenemies. I don't care.
Yeah. Just everybody.
A download is a download to me.
Yeah. I could hate you, but if you're listening to your podcast, you coo for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you give us a rating because it helps us gain new listeners, helps us get suggested when people log into their podcast platforms. So
yeah, we're on like all of them and
all of the things.
And when we get the website better, we'll have a page again to list all of the things. I think we have one. I don't know if it transferred over. I don't know.
It did. It's just in a weird place. So yeah, we've got some work to do with that. But
okay, cool.
We apologize for me who visits our website this week and is like, what the fuck happened? Well, here's what happened. We changed our hosting site. So fun fact, neither one of us studied journalism, broadcasting, any of that. Neither one of us studied IT either. So I have a science degree. Mm-hmm. Molly's got a JD and we are very skilled at a lot of things, but we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants on this website stuff. So
yeah,
we apologize, but you know, give it a week. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have downtime during PRI that we'll just sit there with our computers and work on shit.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. I can bring my computer there.
Yeah,
yes.
There's wireless all throughout the convention center. And I think you can also... Nope, I'm not going to say that out loud, but I'll tell you another Wi-Fi you can get.
Okay.
I was like, oh, don't say that out loud.
But yes. You are aware of other Wi-Fis that are available.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Gotta love working in downtown Indy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
All right. Well, I figured I'd throw that in before we got to our last...
cranky fan time? All right. So the last part is the W Series driver list. So they put out the 55 names. Some names I expected to see. I don't know about you. Some names I didn't expect to see. A few I didn't really expect to see.
Who didn't you expect to see?
Before she came out and was like really pro, I didn't expect to see Shay Holbrook.
Yeah.
Because she's had a very good career in like the endurance type races and she's been doing very well. And then all of a sudden her name was on the list and... She's a sponsor, like an ambassador, and flew out to the Autosport Awards, and I was just like, "What?" That blew me away. Yeah,
that was very interesting. I was surprised by her name.
And I know that she and Pippa are quite close, and Pippa is a very vocal opponent of the series, and I was just like, "What?"
I'm kind of curious about that as well.
Well, Shay, and I couldn't find it, and I didn't spend a lot of time looking, so it might be out there, so don't, I don't want to hear a meh, 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 tweet at me, because I'm just going to ignore you. Shay put out a tweet that she, you know, that she and Pippa are friends, and that, you know, they just respect each other's opinions. I didn't see the same from Pippa, but maybe she put something similar out or just retweeted it. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't say anything for Pippa's, but I don't follow her social media very, very closely.
Well, I meant, like, it just didn't pop up on our timeline.
Yeah.
And I did a quick look, but I didn't do an in-depth. So I found that interesting. The other name that I was quite surprised to see is Natalie Decker. She does Arca, and she's also she's the first woman to get like a pole at Daytona in her series.
That's right.
And I was like, but you're doing well too. Like, there's quite a few women on here that are doing fairly well, like as well as anybody else is in their current series, and they're trying to step away from that. Because I don't believe that you'll be able to do, especially the ones here in based in the States, do a state-based racing series and be racing in Europe as part of the DTM calendar. Now, it's only, what, like 8 races, but I don't know how many races it is.
I don't know.
I think I pulled 8 straight out of my ass, so I don't know.
No, I think it is 8, though.
It might be 8, or I might be thinking there's 18 final entrants. It's one of the two.
Well, there are 18 final entrants, but I think it is only 8 races.
Okay. I mean, Ayla also threw me for a loop because she did really well. Ayla Agren, I can never pronounce her name. She threw me as well.
Well, my only thought on that is to play the devil's advocate side of it, which is, maybe sponsorship for women is so bleak that even women who are performing well in their respective series see that this could possibly be a good thing.
Yeah, because you don't have to pay.
Maybe that's a testament to how shitty sponsorship is, even if you're performing well.
No, I think that could be a very good reason.
Because like you said, it doesn't seem like any of those ladies should have the need for the W Series.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I mean, obviously we're not huge supporters of this.
Right.
You know, and so I don't want to say like, you know, other ladies do need this, whatever. I mean, I think that other ladies need better sponsorship. They need better representation. They need better, you know,
help
opportunities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To get there. And I think I agree with that article that we reposted. It's been about a month and a half or so. But they basically said that it should start like in karting, you know, like that it needs to start, you know, super young as well, because there just aren't that many women that go into it on the bottom level. And it's such a small percentage that even make it up, you know, so it's, but yeah, it doesn't seem like those ladies should really need something like that. So yeah, I think that might just be a testament to how shitty the sponsorship is, even when you're doing well as a woman, which is really sad.
Yeah, I mean, that might be a very big problem that we just don't know about. And if somebody's got some insider knowledge and just wants to let us know, like, A, if you tell us not to use it, we won't. But, like, I'm just curious. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got 55 names. Let's see, we hit Shay, we hit Natalie, Ayla. Anybody else that you saw that surprised you?
Well, I was surprised that Sabra was on there because I know that she'll be in an internship.
Well, but she kind of talked about she applied for it.
Oh, she did mention that, yeah.
Because it'll be over in Europe, so.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So she probably can
finagle it.
Yeah, she probably can finagle those too. So, which, again, I mean, I would love to see, I would love to see her succeed in any facet.
Yeah.
So just because I really like her as a person, I like her as a racer, and
she's whip smart.
Oh, she's crazy smart. Yeah, she is.
So
she's crazy smart. She can do math around me in circles.
Yeah.
I was excited to see some of the names like,
Amna Al-Kwasabi, yes. Who we covered. A few of these names, I was like, oh, we talked about this person.
I know, I enjoyed that. I was like, what about
this person?
But yeah, because was she Saudi Arabian or UAE?
She's UAE.
UAE, okay, yeah. No, that's right. No, she wouldn't be Saudi Arabian. But yeah, so she's UAE, and so she's like the first you know, female driver from there. And so for her, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. Like, get her out and do as many things as she can. And I know you said that last week when you were on the Indy Sports Car podcast, yeah, that Christian brought up, you know, that there are still a lot of white people on the list.
I mean, he said it much nicer than that.
Yeah, but to paraphrase. But yeah, and so, like, you know, like drivers like her, it's like, I'm excited to see that because, you know, you and I have talked about that there's, you know, there's not as a lot of female representation and there's even less minority representation, male or female.
Yeah.
I mean that's definitely something that we have talked about.
Offline.
Offline multiple times.
Oh yeah. All the time. Just cause, yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother like 40 minutes.
It is. It is. So I was excited to see some women of color on the list.
Yeah. And, you know, it's spread out from, like, various countries. So it's not just, like, all American drivers and all, you know, like, European-centric drivers. Like, there's, you know, the, like, more central Eurasia. Yeah, Eurasians are on there. There's some from Asian countries. So that's helpful that it's on the list. Now we'll see what happens when we narrow it down to the final 18.
Yes, and I am just pregnant with curiosity on what the three-day process to narrow down is, because it's on and off track. And so it's like, obviously it's going to be some driving things. It's going to be some, you know, like testing your knowledge and things like that, I assume.
I imagine it'll be some like interview type, like faux interview type of deal.
Which I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious because do they make drivers in any other series do an interview to show that they can present themselves?
I mean,
no, they don't.
I could and list so, names so that, of people.
Even like a fun interview just like makes me like start to have tics.
Yeah.
Because it's like, please, for the love of God, don't turn this into a Miss America pageant.
I know. We've talked about that too, that the fear is real on that end. It's real on that end because it can easily become that.
Yeah, it's like, how much are we doing off the track? You know, is it, do you understand the mechanics and the engineering, blah, blah, this and that? Like, you know, do you understand what needs to change about the car for you to gain speed, add downforce, this and that, you know, whatever. Like, all right, that's fine. You want to make sure they know how that car works? I'm all about that. Right. Absolutely.
Like, can you tell them, like, you know, your engineer or your crew chief have told you to, like, fix this? Like, how would you go about this as the driver, getting something else out of it? Yeah, that part, here for.
Yeah. Absolutely. But if it's going to be, you know,
smile for the camera and say PC statements. Well,
yeah. If anybody says world peace, I will lose my fucking mind.
What's your perfect date? Isn't it like April 26th?
Because it's not too hot.
And it's not too cold. Oh, that's one of my favorite movies, though.
I love that part. I love that actor. But yeah, no, the fear on it being anything like a beauty pageant is very real.
So real. So real. So, and by the way, it says 18 entrants, and I talked about this. If you would like to listen to the roundtable on the Indy Sports Car podcast, I think we retweeted it. Yes.
Yes.
It's 18, but they're only going to be looking for 11 seats because we know Carmen Jorda is getting a seat. I mean, I don't know why she even shows up. She's getting a seat.
Well, yeah, she drank the Kool-Aid a year and a half ago.
Right, like, she sucks as a driver, but she's still going to get a seat. And then I think the six individuals who are named as ambassadors for the series and who went to the Autosport Awards to kind of be ambassadors for the series there, they're going to get a seat.
I mean, I can't imagine they wouldn't.
Because that's horrible, horrible PR to be like, here are ambassadors, and then, like, four out of the six didn't get a seat.
Yeah, no, there's no way that's going to happen. No. Like, yeah, they're clearly getting seats.
So really, there's only 11 seats up for grabs.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm calling it as I see it.
I calls them as I see them.
I'm just saying, only going to be about 11 seats.
Yeah, so realistically, yeah, only 11 seats left.
So I don't know.
No. I mean, I hope that this does all the good things they want it to do.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, It will give women an opportunity to be behind a car. It will give them opportunity to be on tracks. It will give them opportunity to be in front of press.
That's true.
So it, it will help them. It's just the
fundamentally... How much will help them? We shall
see. And it's fundamentally the wrong way to go about doing this.
But it is absolutely the wrong way to go about this. To go back on me saying playing devil's advocate and sponsorship is so shitty, I also could say about the ones that we're surprised about, it could just be that, I mean, some people are just more impressionable than others.
Yeah.
It could also just be that they drank the Kool-Aid.
I know. It just seems, some of them seems weird. Like, I will not lie, Holbrook really put me on my heels when I saw her name.
Although, I can understand wanting to take the opposite opinion of Pippa.
Okay.
Just going to put that out there.
Okay. Holbrook put me on my heels because of how good and...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. It'll be... I guess we'll just have to keep an eye on it and see what else happens.
Yeah. Anna Beatrice, who now goes by Bea Figueroa, she was not on the list.
No.
Not on the list at all.
Not on the list.
Simone De Silvestro, not on the list.
Say, like, and I don't mean to say this in any other way.
Cat Leg, not on the list.
The elder, well, no, because Carmen's 30, but I think, and Fabian Lanz is 32, so I was about to say some of the more mature female racers. But the age range is 17 to 33. Yeah.
I swear there was somebody who was even older than that.
Maybe there is. I see the 33. I don't... 25,
31. Maybe not.
Yeah, 33. Damn it. It's the Doreen Seidel. She was GT4. So... Yeah, I mean, some of them who I think, you know, Legs got experience and I don't know. It's interesting that those are not on there.
It is. I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm not
surprised either, honestly.
Yeah, Bea, Simona, Kat, this does not seem like something, that they would do. I feel like. I mean, I guess that's me making assumptions for them. I don't know their lives.
Yeah, that's true.
But it seems like the three of them would be like, that sounds kind of like bullshit.
Yeah. They would be like, no thank you, I don't need this in my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry.
It's interesting.
We can see.
I know that we've discussed that the prize pool is bullshit.
Yeah, because you only get,
Well, we shall see what happens. Yeah. I'm interested to see how this goes in this whole process. And
yeah.
I'm interested to see, you know, how they advertise it, because that also could be very much like the Victoria's Secret lingerie show.
God, which just happened the other night, too, I think.
It did.
I don't know. I don't have cable. I'm just guessing. I saw a tweet about it.
I kept seeing commercials on my Hulu.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so. But, yeah. Well, anything else we want to add about the W Series right now?
I think at this point we're just waiting. So I'm out of things to say right now. That don't just turn into an angry feminist rant.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything to be said that hasn't already been said, so.
Yeah.
Shit we didn't make up.
The kidnapping of Juan Manuel Fangio.
Yes.
Which I'm thinking I might dive real deep into this for next year's, Halloween episode. Because, I'm all about the true crime.
Oh, you should.
So, 50,000 feet level. That's what we're going to cover today. And you'll forget about it. Everybody will forget about it by Halloween next year, so I'm okay.
Yep.
Fanyo. I'm pronouncing it Italian. I don't know how one would... I think he's Spanish. How would you pronounce it Spanishy? Or is it all romance languages are the same?
They're all the same. I mean, it could go a couple different ways since it's a G. Like, it could have an H sound. It could have a Y sound like you're pronouncing it. It could have a soft G sound like Fangio. But that would be unusual. But yeah, I think Fangio is fine.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This has been Linguistics with Fast Cars, Fast Girls. So Fangio, we are in F1 territory. So he's an F1 driver. I think he's still alive. All right. I don't know if he's still alive, technically. I didn't look that up. Not important to the story.
No.
No. So, we're dealing with the Cuban Grand Prix, which was a beachfront Grand Prix held in Havana. I'm jumping around on the notes. I'm sorry. I realized as I stare at this, it's not in the greatest. So, in 1957, that was the inaugural Cuba Grand Prix, and Fangio won. And then...
That race was set up by the Batista dictatorship in Cuba.
Yes, which, again, I'm not getting...
This is right about to be the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis, 57.
Yeah. I'm actually about to sit down and read 13 Days by Robert F. Kennedy at some point over the holiday season.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so in 1958, two operatives of Fidel Castro's movement kidnapped Fangio to get publicity.
Because of course they did.
Because, okay, I mean, sure. They were like, we will force the government to, you know, pay attention to us. We'll draw attention to our cause. And then the Batista government was like, JK, we're going to continue on with the race.
So was he won in 57?
Yes.
And then 58 was when he was kidnapped?
Yes.
Okay, and the Batista government continued the race as scheduled, but they did continue to search for Fangio.
Yeah, they weren't just like, whatever, but they're like, the race is going to continue, and we're going to look out for you, buddy.
Yeah, right, like, one for my homies.
Right.
He was moved to three different houses. Amazing that he lived. Never go to a second location.
Never go. Well, I think he was, like, probably tied up at this point.
I'm sure he was.
So, but still, never go to a second location unless you're in a golf cart at a race course.
Yeah. If it's a golf cart and it's a racetrack, always go.
Yeah, always go. So,
but if you're kidnapped, never go to a second location.
He was held for about 29 hours, and then his kidnappers were like, well, this is probably not doing what we want to do. And so they just returned him to the Argentine embassy.
Okay.
Yeah, like, they were, I mean... Did they just drop him off out front like a baby at a fire station with like a note pinned to him like, we cannot care for him anymore?
Right. He requires too much work. Please take him back.
Please, which is what my mother always, we always said to my, no, my mother always said when we said we're going to run away. Well, whoever finds you will bring you back.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
My parents said the same thing to me in past.
I think a lot of parents did, you know, like, we're going to run away.
They're right.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
We're going to run away. I don't care. What if we get kidnapped? Oh, they'll bring you back.
Right? Yeah. That was every parent. I wish you would get kidnapped.
Yeah. I need some sleep.
Oh, so yeah. After he was returned, he remained positive about his captors.
Yeah. He didn't have anything negative to say.
He didn't. So that's the pretty quick Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
Fangio did not speak about what he overheard his captors talking about.
Yeah, like...
Wouldn't talk about it.
Like, and like, oh, we're not going to dive into the huge politics right now, like, definitely in the Halloween episode, I'm all about this. But, like, obviously the Fidel Castro movement was a movement that overthrew the Batista government, and, like, it was this huge, like, communistic, you know, uprising. So, and he just never, like, I'm sure he was questioned by 80,000 people, like, what plan did you over here? And he was like, I'm not saying shit.
I'm not saying shit about shit.
Like, they returned me. I'm not snitching, okay? They returned me.
Right? They returned me alive, safe and sound.
Yeah, like...
So, yeah, so 57, he won. 58, he was kidnapped. The race was actually red flagged after six laps. Because there were spectators that were killed in an accident.
Yeah, this was not a great Grand Prix.
No.
No.
In 59, it was canceled due to La Revolución.
La Revolución, which... It's the coolest reason for a race to get canceled.
Dude, it really is. Canceled due to the revolution.
It's kind of like how the Olympics were well, no, that's not as cool, but they were canceled those 2 years because of the world wars.
Yeah.
But, like, canceled due to revolution, I'm here for it.
Yeah, like, that sounds cool. And then in 60, it was held again, but it was the final year. So, yeah, so he gets kidnapped in 58. Yeah, and in 59, the revolution was a full swing. He 100% heard plans. And after that kidnapping, he was probably like, I'll tell you what side of history I know that I need to be on while I'm in this country.
Yeah.
Like, here's what happens after this race. I get to go home. I'm not saying shit about shit, because these people mean business.
Yeah, like, I'm going to go. Bye, everybody.
Right, like, the name of my fucking country. I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Right? He just leaves.
Like, I just want to get the fuck up out of here.
No, thank you. I'm not here for your revolution.
Yeah. Did you hear anything? Not if I know what's good for me.
No. No, I did not. Very interesting story.
Oh, yes, please dig into that. That'll be a great one for Halloween next year.
I've decided that's going to be my Halloween because there's politics. Like, it's 1960s politics. Like, okay. I can somehow tie in RFK. All right, I'm here for this.
I'm so here for this.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's our shit we didn't make up. The kidnapping of Juan Manuel Fano.
Excellent. On our Woman of the Week.
Our Woman of the Week is Katerina Moeller.
Yes, and if you're not familiar with her, you're about to be. And we're ending on kind of a sad note because she did recently pass away, and that's why she's our Woman of the Week, because we want to just throw a little respect her way for what she was here. And, yeah, and we are very sorry for all of her friends and family and sending prayers and good vibes their way. So,
yeah.
Katerina Moeller.
Yes.
At 11 years old, she started racing junior dragsters.
Yeah,
so young and so awesome.
I know, and I was like, damn, like, junior dragsters, like, they don't go slow. I mean, they're junior, but...
But they still go fast.
They still got some heat on it.
Yeah, they do. And she comes from a family of racing.
Yeah, her dad would race, and her brother drives the drift cars, which is like Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, very similar, like the Force family.
Yeah.
In 2014, her official start to racing was in the Matrix System Jet Dragster.
Yeah. So, and she'd been with Matrix System for quite some time.
Excellent.
Yeah. She had previously received her mechanical engineering degree, and she was in graduate school at Florida Tech for, like, engineering.
Damn.
These smart.
Like, the only thing harder than an engineering degree is a graduate engineering degree.
I know. We're like, what the hell?
Glutton for punishment.
I know.
But that also means she was crazy smart.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy smart.
Also a fellow cat lady.
Aw, we love our fellow cat.
I know.
Aw.
Yeah.
And she passed away November 15th of this year, 2018.
Yeah.
Died during a crash at an exhibition run at Sebring International Raceway. So, too short.
Definitely
too short by racing. So we are very sorry that she has raced her last race, but she did some pretty cool things during her life.
Yeah. So as short as it was, a lot of accomplishments. So.
A lot of accomplishments, and that's why she is definitely our Woman of the Week this week.
Absolutely.
So, all right, well.
It's time for the white flag.
My white flag for the week. We have PRI coming up at the end of this week, so I'm excited to chat with some people, network. We've got some interviews lined up.
Yeah.
And just, you know, see who all we run into and have a good time. It's our first time. We've got a couple of fun extra events as well this weekend. So,
yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I'm also excited that it's not like 20 degrees outside.
No, I'm about to, like, when we're done, I'm going to go take the puppers for a walk, and it's nice and comfy.
Yeah, no, it can stay like this as long as it wants. I know that it means that our climate is changing, but I don't mind it.
And, like, I know that it means climate change, but I'm just going to blissfully ignore that for a moment or two.
Right. I'm gonna just ignore it for today.
Yes.
So what's your white flag?
We talked about Katerina and her death kind of is the unspoken sort of cloud that hangs over racing. I do want to just say, like, Robert Wickens is out there, like, slowly working on his mobility, and it's amazing to watch.
It is.
Like, he just did, like, a complete, like, a very hard gait training the other day that he put out, and I was like, oh my gosh, really cool to see.
Yeah, I really enjoy how much they've been sharing with everybody, because it's a part of rehab that you don't get to see very much. I mean, yeah. I work in a hospital, and so a lot of this I don't get to see very much because it's stuff that happens after the hospital.
Yeah.
It's not stuff people are typically well enough to do while they're in the hospital, so it's not things that I have experience with. And so, you know, even knowing, you know, kind of the backside of everything up until he went to rehab, it's super cool for me to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and those of you who are still thinking about him, still send those cards.
It's the holiday season. Send him a holiday card.
Yeah. Send him and Carly a Christmas card. Let him know, you know, you're seeing what he's doing. You're wishing him well, you know, whatever you want to write. But, you know, I know Molly and I have both talked about this, that it's, you know, the farther away you get from an accident, the less and less you hear from people. And so it's always not to have an uplifting note that arrives, you know, even if it's a total stranger, somebody that just that knows of you from racing that you don't personally know, just having somebody say, hey, I'm thinking about you. You're doing a great job. Have a good holiday season.
Yeah. Like the encouragement of that cannot be understated. So
it absolutely can.
Definitely do that. And also I would still appreciate more videos put out by Hinch and Wiki, because this last one was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. The Daytona Thunder.
Yes. I was like, oh shoot, I'm here for this.
Oh my gosh. I watched that on my lunch break today and I was losing it.
Oh my God. It was so great.
yeah. Just hilarious. So, all right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week.
And we'll talk at you later.